Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Welcome to Amazing People Show. Today we are joined by Mary Jamieson, who's been leading a truly adventurous life.
Hello. It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Mary, how did you get the idea of cycling to the South Pole?
I'd been looking at Antarctica for years, thinking I'd love to ski to the South Pole. I found out that no one had ever cycled there, and I wondered if it was possible. I researched the idea, and in March 2012, I cycled across Siberia's Lake Baikal as a test. I then trained in Norway and Iceland. I think that pedal power is one of the most efficient means of human power, and so I wanted to see if this was true, even on snow and ice, where historically skis have always been favored. About 6 months before I set off, in June 2013, I found out that there were two other cyclists, a guy from Spain and an American man, attempting to do the same thing as me, so I kept my plans very quiet.
So, it wasn't your plan to compete against them, was it?
Not at all. In fact, they left 3 or 4 weeks before me and finished a couple of weeks after me. I was reading their blogs before I left, and I could see that they were not having a good time. They went on normal mountain bikes with thicker tires.
You helped design the horizontal bike you used. Did your background in math and science give you an advantage over your competitors?
I'm good at working out complex problems. I fell off my bike at least 50 times while cycling Lake Baikal because of the extreme wind. So a lot of the bike design came from experience. I also took a different route than my competitors. I don't like following others. My route was much steeper, but also shorter. Their route was around 1,000 kilometers, and mine was 638 kilometers.
Were you concerned that one of them was going to beat you to the South Pole?
I was, but I knew my preparation was spot on. It's a very expensive adventure, so I needed major sponsors. I saved a lot of money and borrowed from family members, so it was a very stressful time. Now I'm in debt. I have another 23 years to pay this loan off. There is no profit in these kind of expeditions.
You face temperatures of minus 29 degrees centigrade without wind chill. How do you prepare for that kind of bitter cold?
When I was cycling, I wore a light coat with 3 layers underneath, and I didn't have any skin showing. When I stopped, I put on an extra warm jacket. I did get a bit of frostbite one day. Every night, I take a photo of myself and look at it to make sure I still had all my body parts. My feet suffered the most. I had to stop and jump up and down to keep them going. It didn't matter how many layers of socks I put on. My feet were cold all the time.
How did you cope being alone in the extreme cold for 10 days?
The first few days, I could see some mountains on my right, and that was spectacular and dramatic. Once I got closer to the South Pole, it was just a blanket of white. The endless monotony was hypnotizing. I loved just looking at nothing.
Where did you rest and eat during your journey?
I had a solo tent that was just about big enough for me plus two of my bags. I did all my cooking in there. I'd sleep for 5 hours or so at night and cycle for up to 17 hours.
What did you do when you crossed the finish line?
First, I took a photo at the ceremonial South Pole, a big ball on a post where everyone takes a picture. The actual South Pole is about 150 meters away. I cycled over to that as well. I was delighted to have become the first person in the world to cycle to the South Pole.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Welcome to Amazing People Show. Today we are joined by Mary Jamison, who's been leading a truly adventurous life.
Hello. It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Mary, how did you get the idea of cycling to the South Pole?
I'd been looking at Antarctica for years, thinking I'd love to ski to the South Pole. I found out that no one had ever cycled there, and I wondered if it was possible. I researched the idea, and in March 2012, I cycled across Siberia's Lake Baikal as a test. I then trained in Norway and Iceland. I think that pedal power is one of the most efficient means of human power, and so I wanted to see if this was true, even on snow and ice, where historically skis have always been favored. About 6 months before I set off, in June 2013, I found out that there were two other cyclists, a guy from Spain and an American man, attempting to do the same thing as me, so I kept my plans very quiet.
So, it wasn't your plan to compete against them, was it?
Not at all. In fact, they left 3 or 4 weeks before me and finished a couple of weeks after me. I was reading their blogs before I left, and I could see that they were not having a good time. They went on normal mountain bikes with thicker tires.
You helped design the horizontal bike you used. Did your background in math and science give you an advantage over your competitors?
I'm good at working out complex problems. I fell off my bike at least 50 times while cycling Lake Baikal because of the extreme wind. So a lot of the bike design came from experience. I also took a different route than my competitors. I don't like following others. My route was much steeper, but also shorter. Their route was around 1,000 kilometers, and mine was 638 kilometers.
Were you concerned that one of them was going to beat you to the South Pole?
I was, but I knew my preparation was spot on. It's a very expensive adventure, so I needed major sponsors. I saved a lot of money and borrowed from family members, so it was a very stressful time. Now I'm in debt. I have another 23 years to pay this loan off. There is no profit in these kind of expeditions.
You face temperatures of minus 29 degrees centigrade without wind chill. How do you prepare for that kind of bitter cold?
When I was cycling, I wore a light coat with 3 layers underneath, and I didn't have any skin showing. When I stopped, I put on an extra warm jacket. I did get a bit of frostbite one day. Every night, I take a photo of myself and look at it to make sure I still had all my body parts. My feet suffered the most. I had to stop and jump up and down to keep them going. It didn't matter how many layers of socks I put on. My feet were cold all the time.
How did you cope being alone in the extreme cold for 10 days?
The first few days, I could see some mountains on my right. and that was spectacular and dramatic. Once I got closer to the South Pole, it was just a blanket of white. The endless monotony was hypnotizing. I loved just looking at nothing.
Where did you rest and eat during your journey?
I had a solo tent that was just about big enough for me plus two of my bags. I did all my cooking in there. I'd sleep for 5 hours or so at night and cycle for up to 17 hours.
What did you do when you crossed the finish line?
First, I took a photo at the ceremonial South Pole, a big ball on a post where everyone takes a picture. The actual South Pole is about 150 meters away. I cycled over to that as well. I was delighted to have become the first person in the world to cycle to the South Pole.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.